Kalia Serpent. In the summer, the boys and cows often drank the water at the Jamuna River. Within the river, there was a big lake where the great serpent known as Kalia used to live. The water in it got so dirty and poisonous because of the black serpent Kalia. One hot day, the boys and cows who went to drink there became sick and fell down dead. But Krishna made them alive again, simply by looking at them. Then he climbed up a big kadamba tree on the bank of the Jamuna River. He tightened his belt, flapped his arms like a wrestler, then jumped into the poisonous lake. When Krishna jumped into the Jamuna water, the river flooded over the sides as if something very large had fallen into it. Krishna swam and played around just like a great strong elephant. He splashed around and made a lot of noise until the great black serpent, Kalia, came to see him. With an angry heart, Kalia grabbed Krishna with his strong coils for 2 hours. The boys became afraid and all the cows cried to see their beloved Krishna in trouble. Everyone from Vrindavan ran to Jamuna River. Mother Yashoda fell to the ground crying because she thought her wonderful child was in terrible trouble. Then Krishna made his body bigger and bigger and bigger so the serpent could not hold him anymore. Kalia became even more angry and made his great hoods even bigger too. He breathed out terrible poison and smoke from his nostrils. His eyes blazed like fire. Flames came from his mouth while he looked at Krishna, licking his snake lips with split tongues. Krishna jumped on him just as Garuda swoops down upon a snake. Kalia tried to bite him, but Krishna quickly moved around him. As Krishna and Kalia moved in a circle, the serpent became very, very tired. Krishna pressed down the serpent's heads and jumped up on them. He began to dance upon the hoods of the serpent, which were moving to and fro. Ta-ta-te-te, ta-ta-te-te, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. The demigods showered flowers, played flutes and drums, and sang prayers and songs. Krishna jumped up on him just as Garuda swoops down upon a snake. While Krishna danced on his hoods, Kalia tried to push him down with some of his other hoods. He had about 100 heads, but Krishna took control of all of them. He began to kick that demon with his lotus feet, and Kalia started vomiting all kinds of garbage, fire, and other poisonous and dirty things. Then he began to vomit blood because his heads were smashed and his whole body was being broken by the Lord's kicking as he was dancing. Finally, he could not fight with Krishna any longer. He was almost dead and began to realize that Krishna really is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The serpent's wives, known as the Nagapatnis, bowed before the Lord. O Krishna, we pray that you please excuse Kalia, our husband. With folded hands, Kalia humbly prayed to Lord Krishna. I am born as a serpent. Therefore, by nature, I am very angry. You are the master of everything. By your mercy only can I give up my bad habits. You can punish me or save me as you like. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was acting as a small child, ordered the serpent in front of everyone. Please go away from here and go to the ocean. Garuda will not disturb you. Leave this lake right now and take all your family. Do not poison the Jamuna River, so we can drink its sweet waters." Kaliya's wives began to offer nice clothes, flowers, garlands, jewels, ornaments, sandalwood pulp, lotus flowers, and nice fruits. In this way, they made the Lord happy and left to go to the ocean. Mother Yashoda, Rohini, Maharaj Nanda, and the cowherd men and boys were very happy to see Krishna back safely on dry land, and they all hugged Krishna in turn, pressing him to their chests. They had their wonderful Krishna back with them, and they didn't have to be afraid of the Kaliya serpent anymore.